My dear people, Palestine is a land of contrasts, and especially contrasts among peoples. There are three particular regions in the Holy Land. The most northern region is Galilee. South of Galilee is Samaria, and south of Samaria is Judah, where Jerusalem, the capital, is situated. In the time of Jesus, Samaria was inhabited by the Samaritans, who were looked upon as heretics by the Jews. Even to this day, pilgrims to the Holy Land are steer clear of Samaria. It is usually given a wide berth on all tours. Even though Jesus had no fear of entering Samaria, his ministry was confined to Galilee, with visits now and then to Jerusalem. It is wonderful, of course, to visit Jerusalem and see the high points of the life of Christ. But Jerusalem is already marked by divisions, even among Christians. It is wonderful to visit the sites of the crucifixion and the tomb, the Garden of the Agony, and the Hill of the Ascension. But even at these sacred places, there are signs of division and great bitterness. What a contrast if afterwards you visit Galilee. It is there we find the Christ of the Beatitudes, the Christ of compassion and mercy, the Christ of cures and miracles, the Christ of peace and tranquility. In today's first reading, Isaiah addresses the plight of the entire northern tribes of Israel, here represented by Zebulun and Naphtali. The tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali and their territories were in the region which now corresponds to Galilee. At the time of Isaiah, this area was devastated by the invasion of the Assyrians. The prophet looked forward to a time when it would be transformed. Matthew points out to us that when Jesus began his ministry in Galilee, that time had come. He spent most of his public ministry in Galilee. He was indeed a light to those who lived in a land of darkness. In the Gospel, Matthew recalls Isaiah's words about Zebulun and Naphtali and recognizes how Jesus inaugurated his public ministry, announcing the kingdom of heaven was near at hand. Throughout his Gospel, Matthew is at pains to point out that the scriptures are fulfilled by Jesus. This is important because there will be no general expectation that the Messiah would come from Galilee, and Matthew wants his Jewish converts to be in no doubt that Jesus was indeed the one for whom they waited. The second reading concerns the deep divisions that arose among the Christians of Corinth. Some were saying, "I belong to Paul," others, "I belong to Apollos," others, "I belong to Cephas," others, "I belong to Christ." St. Paul says, "Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you?" It brings to mind that the divisions in the church in our own times are a continuation of what went on from the beginning. Some of these divisions are over serious matters. Keeping the unity of Christ's body in mind will enable us to seek solutions in greater peace and tranquility. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God,